Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. I gotta tell you, looking at the screens today, it felt like the floor just dropped out from under the tech sector. We are seeing a lot of red ink out there.
Yeah, it was ugly. There is no sugarcoating it. The S&P 500 surrendered its 50-day moving average, closing below that 6,766 level. That is a major technical psychological blow. And the NASDAQ? Down nearly 2%. This wasn't just a little profit-taking. This was a broad rotation out of the winners.
Right, and the catalyst seems to be coming from the hyperscalers. We saw Oracle get absolutely hammered, down over 5%. And it sounds like this funding drama with Blue Owl Capital regarding that Michigan data center is really spooking the AI infrastructure trade.
Exactly. It's the ripple effect that matters here. If Oracle is having trouble funding a $10 billion build-out, traders immediately ask, who else is delayed? That is why you saw power stocks like GE Vernova and Constellation Energy taking massive hits, down 10% and 6% respectively. The market is suddenly questioning the timeline of this entire AI energy demand thesis.
It's amazing how fast that narrative shifted. But it wasn't all red. The energy sector actually bucked the trend, up over 2%. What is driving that divergence?
Geopolitics, plain and simple. You have President Trump ordering a blockade on Venezuelan oil tankers. That pushed crude back up near $56 a barrel. So while tech is bleeding out, money is rotating into energy as a defensive geopolitical play. It's a classic risk-off rotation.
Interesting. So we have tech selling off, energy bidding up. I want to touch on housing, because Lennar dropped a bombshell today. They missed earnings, but the guidance, that felt like the real story.
Oh, the guidance was sobering. Lennar is basically telling us that the new normal involves significantly lower margins. They are slashing prices and ramping up incentives just to move volume. Gross margins contracted sharply to 17%. Investors hate that. It signals that even with lower rates, affordability is still strangling the housing market. If you are trading home builders, you have to be incredibly careful here.
Got it. So margin compression is the theme there. Let's pivot to the technicals for tomorrow. We lost the 50-day on the S&P. Where are the lines in the sand now?
For the SPY, that 670 level is critical support. If we break below 670 with volume, we could see an acceleration to the downside. On the QQQ, you need to watch 598. We are flirting with danger zones here. However, and this is key, the VXX, the volatility index, it's relatively stable around 30. It's not screaming panic yet, which suggests this might be a controlled liquidation rather than a crash.
Okay, so controlled selling, but dangerous levels. Now, I want to challenge you on something. You're about to give us some long setups, I assume. But given that tech just fell off a cliff, are we crazy to be looking for continuation plays in this environment? Shouldn't we just be sitting on cash?
That is a fair pushback. And honestly, cash is a position right now. But good traders look for relative strength. When the market is puking, you look for the stocks that are refusing to go down. That is where the institutional money is hiding. We aren't just buying the dip blindly. We are looking for specific accumulation patterns.
All right, fair enough. So who is showing that strength? Who is defying the gravity?
First one on my radar is Adobe, ticker ADBE. While the rest of software was shaky, Adobe trended higher all afternoon and closed near session highs. That is classic accumulation. We are watching for a dip into the 354 level. If it holds there, we could see a push toward 359 or 363. It's showing clear divergence from the broader tech index.
Okay, Adobe showing some backbone. What else?
I'm also looking at Axygen, ticker AXGN. This is in the medtech space. It closed near its highs. If it can hold above 31.10, I'm looking for a breakout toward 32.50. And then there is Hilton, ticker HLT. The hotels are acting much better than restaurants right now. Hilton held up really well. If it clears 294, it has room to run to 297.
So we have software, medtech, and lodging. Diverse list. What about the short side? Or are we just avoiding the weak names?
I'd be careful shorting right at support, but if SPY cracks 670, you look at the laggards. The weak links right now are the restaurants and the home builders. If Lennar can't find a floor, that whole sector drags lower. But for tomorrow morning, I'm focused on those relative strength breakouts. Just keep your stops tight. This market is choppy.
Absolutely. Risk management is priority number one when the VIX is waking up. All right. Keep an eye on that 670 level on the SPY and watch the reaction to the housing data tomorrow morning. That wraps up our prep.
Stay nimble out there. Don't fight the tape.
Thanks for listening to Next Day Prep. We'll catch you in the next session. Good luck and trade safe.